Hi, and welcome back to another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. My name is Caruana Gatimo. I'm happy that you're here. We're still on the conference floor live in Las Vegas. It's exciting time, and we've had an opportunity to speak to lots of leaders in the SharePoint community about what's happening out there. It's a really informative and lovely place to be, and I'm happy to have two more great people from that community with me. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me. Well, introduce yourself for folks.
My name is Kathy Du. I'm a SharePoint MVP, and I run two different user groups. I run Women in SharePoint, and then I also run a local user group in Huntsville, Alabama, where I'm from, so I have the Huntsville SharePoint user group.
Oh, that's excellent. And Jason?
I'm Jason Himmelstein. I'm a SharePoint MVP out of New Hampshire. I run the New Hampshire SharePoint user group. I help run the Rhode Island SharePoint user group. I help run SharePoint Saturday New Hampshire and SharePoint Saturday Rhode Island. And I'm the newly minted chair of the Community Leadership Board.
And we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Former chair to new chair. Very happy to have you. It's a good era, right? It's a great time. It is a great time, though. And, you know, with so much change in the product space and more new people coming in every day, I really feel like community is more important than ever. Are you seeing that?
Hugely more important than ever. I just from the experience of this conference alone, how many people posted up. I had a Women in SharePoint group in the SPC 14 Yammer network as we were leading up, and how many people said, this is my first conference ever, and having that, and so being able to give them useful hints and tips and allow them to meet up with people and create those meetups and organize all of that from a community's perspective was a really great thing. We've had the old and established community for a while, and to see it be reinvigorated and excited by new people coming in, it's just a really exciting time for, I think, the community as a whole.
I noticed that. There's a lot of new people. They're enthusiastic. They're saying the same things that we said when we first got here.
I know. It's so refreshing.
You're like an elder statesperson now. I was like, oh, okay. But it's a great thing. I love that fresh enthusiasm and the innovation that they're bringing, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm seeing a lot of that in so many places.
The new ideas that they're bringing in and the things that they're asking for and how they want to engage and involve with the community is really refreshing and exciting. I think it's going to lead to great things for the community.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's great. And Jason, do you want to share a little bit about kind of the charter of the Community Leadership Board and what it means for you to be the new chair?
Absolutely. The goal of the Community Leadership Board is to help empower, you know, leaders of, you know, user groups and, you know, and SharePoint Saturdays and some of the other community-based events to better connect and, you know, find those resources that they need and, you know, talk with other leaders and get everyone together on the same playing field so that we can help enable those groups and those events to be better and better. You know, as someone who started out working with a user group that really didn't have a footing when I started, we had three meetings and nobody knew where to go. But it was something that the local community said, we want to do this. So we had a couple of people who started up, and I walked in one day and, you know, said, wow, this is really great. Do you need help finding people? Do you need help doing X, Y, and Z? And as I travel around, I speak at a lot of conferences and go to a lot of different SharePoint Saturdays and other, you know, the SPS events. I get an opportunity to go speak with people who are so jazzed and excited about doing more with the community, and they want to do, but they don't know where to get started.
Right.
So it's a matter of finding those resources and how do we help them, and finding the people who just are so very excited by the community. They come to events like this, and, you know, they come to a club SPC and they meet people and they're doing all of these things, and they fall in love with the community and they take it back to their local community and say, what can I do now?
Right.
I've left SharePoint Conference. What do I do next? How do I bring this home?
And so. Yeah, that's so true. And from a national perspective, the Community Leadership Board, you know, is definitely focused on helping those people become the next generation of leaders also.
Right. Even creating brand new user groups from it. How to help people get those user groups started.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's worth mentioning too, it is, you know, supported by Microsoft.
Yes.
And so that's super helpful. we hope that that connection remains helpful.
We love that fact.
Exactly.
And it's very... right now, it's we've been in existence for 2 years now, year and a half, 2 years now, and it's to date has only been U.S. based. But one of the goals as we're moving forward into the next wave, as we're bringing in new leaders who are going to help join the Community Leadership Board, and we're still figuring out how we're going to do that. But the goal is to also branch out and go international with it. So it's not just a U.S.-based thing, but it really is that international flavor as well.
Absolutely. The international community is huge. Debbie Ireland and crew was here. They're doing amazing work at Share the Point. A lot of stuff. How is the international portion affecting women in SharePoint, that organization?
You know, we've been pretty much nationally focused as well, but I'm really excited with a lot of the new networking and social opportunities that we have that we can easily expand that out. We've never been strictly U.S. focused. We've always welcomed and encouraged, having international participation. But it's one of those things, everything we do from a community perspective is volunteer. And so I think looking forward and things like Office 365 and having the integration with Yammer and being able to create those networks where people can have that social conversation without maybe having to have that formalized group will allow us to easily expand out international. Yeah. And I'm really excited towards that because I think that that's really a positive thing. We had some great international discussions while we've been here so far. And so I think it's going to be something that's going to continue to grow and expand quickly because the community is out there and ready.
They're out. Yeah, they're out there definitely. And having a good social strategy, I feel like as a user group or as a leader, board member in these organizations, is really important now. And I know we're going to meet and talk about that because there's also kind of a plethora of networks now on Yammer that you can join. There's SPM.
SPM.
Which has been there for a very long time, founded by Joel Olson and some other great people. And, IT pros, users, all sorts of folks on that. There's the new Microsoft organized IT Pro Network, which has gone live here at the conference for IT Pro Conversation. And then, of course, there's going to be the Women in SharePoint Network, and there's others, right? So it's a little bit for me like, we need some clear messaging maybe around it, right, and how people should use it. And I know you guys are thinking about that.
Yeah, so I think from the Women in SharePoint perspective, we just recently launched a new website, and it's built on the Office 365 platform. And so it's one of the environments that's actually you get with the Microsoft technical community subscription. They help us out and generously support by helping us with Office 365 subscriptions. And so as a part of that, we have the ability to do Yammer. So I think we're going to tie ours directly through our website and have the Yammer so that people can go sign up and get to it from our public website. And
right.
I think that'll kind of help a little bit. But, we've really kind of embraced the, right now, the SPC 14. We haven't jumped into creating a group in the SPM and all of that. I think we're going to focus a little bit more on a closed type network of having our own, dedicated women in
dedicated
network.
Yeah. Anybody can join it, but it's just
anyone
dedicated
can join
to your
it, but it's just dedicated to our conversations instead
really
of diluting the message a little bit going into an SPM.
Right.
It's a great network and there's a lot of fantastic information, but I sometimes get overwhelmed myself going into SPM because it's a lot of groups. And so I want to have it a dedicated network where the groups are focused on the areas and the regions that the women want to connect in.
And being able to have that regional focus, I think that's something that we were talking about as well. Is regional development and making sure that all the grassroots enthusiasm can come up and be nurtured. It's almost like I kind of see it like watering the garden, kind of thought process. I know we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think about doing that regional development with folks out there?
I think that it's a great way to get people to start. Right. How do we find the right people locally? And, so one of the things that we're doing with the outreach from the Community Leadership Board is we started out with having, a member from each region and their job was to recruit two new members for the board, and I think we're going to continue with that model. You know, we're going to be sharpening the pencil a little bit and try and figure out new ways of doing it. But the idea of identifying people and it not being a lifetime appointment, it's not something, but it's going to be something that people come and join and then roll off the board and then new people come in. I think it's important to be able to refresh that pool of people with that enthusiasm, because somebody who goes off a board never really loses that enthusiasm. They're going to stay engaged, but the more people that we bring in, the more people that we can engage, I think, are the better. So
empowering those leaders.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is. I've never seen anybody lose their enthusiasm in this community, right? I think that's one of the unique things, though, about it. And I know we talked a little bit before about, things may change going forward. We might have people from other disciplines around, as Office 365 comes together, SharePoint and Yammer and Link and we're, they're all together. We may be dealing with other folks who aren't quite as enthusiastic as us, maybe. How do you think that's going to change our community? What about our identity?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because I've seen some of the other communities. I've been in the Exchange community before, and the Exchange community has its own flavor.
Yes.
SharePoint has its very distinct, flavor and brand to our community. The other communities have theirs as well. So I think what we're going to see is a lot more fun. Positive conflict between communities of, getting together. And I've heard some different fun stories of people at Tech Ed and things like that, where the communities get together.
Sure.
And you actually get to network and hear how things go with, the Exchange user groups and things like that.
Yes.
That are different than the way that we do things with SharePoint. And I think that's something that's going to be interesting as we move forward, as a lot of folks are going to be looking to say, I'm in Office 365 now, I need to learn more about SharePoint. So we're going to see more folks coming over from these other communities as well, gaining more interest in some of those folks who've been organizers of other types of user groups as well will help fuel us as we go forward too.
I agree.
I think one of the great things about the SharePoint community that I've always loved, and I think will continue, and the other groups will feel that as well, is we've never been an exclusive, like, we're very inclusive, we welcome everyone. And I think that I think that our enthusiasm and the way that we welcome people in will just continue to grow and expand as we embrace the other groups and they come in through the Office 365 platform and joining all together and truly becoming that kind of one office experience.
I agree with that, because, we really are collaborative people, right? We're in the collaboration space, and we're collaborative people. And so it's fun to have new, interesting folks to chat with. And
we love to network.
That's right.
So let's get out there and find more people
to talk. Absolutely. No, it's really true. So if you were, say, in a smaller area and you were new to SharePoint, what would you tell someone to do?
So this is one of the things that, I address myself. I'm from a very small area. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. And so finding the people in my area even to attend my user group, I have people that say all the time, how do I do this? How do I do this? And so for me, it's all about making sure that my user group is registered in as many places as possible, as many networks as possible, so that when people are out looking for things online, that they can find it. So making sure I'm registered with the Microsoft Technical Communities Network, making sure I'm registered with iNetta, making sure that I'm posting information out, that I'm making things like my meeting postings on Eventbrite public and searchable and all of those kinds of things, making sure that for my group that I've put that and made it as public as possible, so that people can simply Google SharePoint in Huntsville, Alabama and find the user group.
Right.
And go to be like, I really wonder if there's anything like that, and go out and look for it. And I think that that's one of the things I've been really encouraged in the last few months. I've had a lot of new people joining. We just recently did a SharePoint Saturday. We had a bunch of people that came in that had never even heard of our user group, but found the SharePoint Saturday and were able to come and get really excited about coming to the user group and joining that. So I think it's just a matter of making sure that you're out there and you're doing things, and the people in the community just looking for it. And so making sure, I think, as a user group leader, that it's partially my responsibility to make sure that I've put it out there in as many places as possible, keep the message up to date, so that they can find information on my group.
And
people coming in look for it. Talk to people. Ask consultants in your town. Ask, you know, hey, is there a user group?
Right.
Is there a network that I can join and seeing what they say?
Absolutely. And one thing I noticed about all that all three of us share in common is we ran a user group and a SharePoint Saturday.
Yes. Right?
And often it is the same people who are doing those two events. And I know this is true. I think you have two user groups and a SharePoint Saturday. But, you know, do you find...
Plus my Windows Phone user group as well.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. There's a reason you are who you are. But, you know, you're passionate about community, obviously. But what about the time commitment that takes, right, as a leader, right? Everything that Kathy just talked about, and we will, you know, break those steps down for people in the description so that they can get some of those best practices. Mm-hmm. But the point is, there's time involved with all of that. And, you know, we all want to have a good work-life balance. How do you deal with that?
I'm not sure that my wife would say that I have a work-life balance. I have a work balance.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, you know, I was lucky enough to find a job 9 months ago when I started looking with a company who is very focused on community. We actually have a nationally recognized apprenticeship program at Atrion. So, you know, the company is very invested and supports all of the work that I do very well. So I'm lucky that I have a company that supports that, and that was one of the things that I looked for. But even before that, for me, it's always been about what can I do more in the community. That's my hobby. It's my passion. It's what I love to do. You know, I was a youth group leader before I started, you know, working in SharePoint. You know, I was a youth director for almost 11 years doing, you know, different youth groups and mentoring kids. So for me, it was a natural thing to look for opportunities in business as well. So, but when I started doing work in New Hampshire, looking at the user group and trying to help there, the group had gotten established a couple of months before I joined the group, and one of the things that they couldn't find were speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's this myth that MVPs are, you know, people that you can't go and talk to, and it's the absolute reverse.
Yeah, it couldn't be more opposite than that.
I was lucky enough to be, you know, awarded my MVP in January, and it's one of those things where I love people, you know, finding me on Twitter, finding me on Yammer, and asking questions and saying, hey, can you come and do... Absolutely. There's a new, fresh group of guys down in Connecticut, and Jared's here. I was talking with him last night, who came and went to a SharePoint Saturday and got inspired and said, we want to start a user group, and did it. And they've reached out, and you know, Richard Harbridge, who's one of the other community leadership board members in New England, and I've helped them out as much as we can and pointed them in the right direction. There are lots of great resources, but that's what it's about. I'm very proud of the fact that those guys are planning their first SharePoint Saturday coming up in this year. So
that's so exciting.
It's the grassroots. How do we get people excited who want to give that time? So, I you know, from a life balance perspective, I try to keep it to, you know, at least having weekends for my family every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, SharePoint Saturdays take up, you know, going off and doing the SBS events do take up a decent chunk of time, and speaking at conferences and making sure that we're accessible to folks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have two young kids, and I do love, you know, spending time with them and looking forward to getting home to them at some point on Friday or Saturday morning. You know, but finding that it is definitely difficult. But it really is about how do we empower people and mentor and teach and get people more involved so that, you know, I've pulled in more people into working on the SharePoint Saturdays that, you know, I helped to run and the user groups that I helped to run. So, you know, as they come up, they're getting more engaged, so I have more time.
You just brought up another really great point that I wanted to call out to people. Sometimes when people get involved in stuff like that, they have the sense that they have to do everything themselves, right? And they don't think that doing anything less than something awesome is enough, right? People are very critical of themselves and their time. And maybe I'm speaking from personal experience. I know this subject really well, but I think it's important to recognize that you don't have to do it alone. It is a community.
Yeah.
You can team up with people, and take on a portion of it that works for you based on whatever your life commitments are. And it's also okay to change things as your life commitments change as well, right? There are finite periods of time for things, and it's okay to do that. So I don't want people to listen to this and think, oh, I'm going to have to do so much. You don't.
No,
right?
It's amazing what you can do in a couple hours a week.
Exactly.
Committing a couple hours a week. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out. I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, but I'm actually helping the SharePoint Saturday Nashville group. They had never put one on before. They really wanted to do it. They reached out. It's just down the road from me. I'm like happily to help. So I'm actually helping them put together their first SharePoint Saturday. So right. I mean, it's a couple hours a week. It's, you know, it's amazing what you can do with that. Yeah. Sometimes it's more time intensive, you know, as events come up and things like that. But it's amazing if you really have a plan in place for how you want to help in the community and engage,
that's right.
that you can do in just a couple hours.
That's right. And you know, making sure that people know that any of their contributions are appreciated and they can ease into it or they can dive in, whatever works for them.
Yeah. However much you want.
Yeah, and we're here to help them. We're here to help them. You know, we know where the deep end of the pool is. We can make sure that they know how to float through.
We can make sure you stay in the shallow end if you need to.
If that's what you want, it's all good. Absolutely. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me this morning. I appreciate it so much. This has been another segment of SharePoint Conference Television, talking with some of the leaders of the SharePoint community about what's going to be happening next. Happy to be here from Las Vegas and the SharePoint Conference, and you get to be happy to see all of this great content on Channel 9. Most of the content from the conference will be available. Go out there, take a look at all of our great SPC TV segments as well as actual conference sessions. I'm Caruana Gatimu from Microsoft IT. Thank you for joining me today. We'll see you again soon.